Welcome to the 401k podcast, where we explain everything business owners need to know to set up, run, and maximize your 401k savings. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Hey, Matt, welcome back. Today, we are talking about 401k programs for restaurants. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, restaurants are interesting. They need to have a special design because there's very, very specific goals that the restaurant owners, which often owns multiple restaurants or might have multiple partners, and it's all about why are they creating this plan. Usually, it's not necessarily for the employees. It's for them themselves to help with offset taxes. Now, let's look at the dynamic and the employee pool of a restaurant. A lot of them are part-timers, right? Part-time employees. A lot of them are seasonal, which means they are maybe hitting that 1,000-hour requirement for eligibility, but then they go away. So like states like Florida or anywhere where there's a lot of tourism, they might actually leave the state, come back, and then it's all about protecting the assets of the business and the cash flow of, are you going to do a match? Are we going to do a vesting schedule? And how do we arrange the plan to look something like that? So it's all about protecting the plan. So they're going to do that through a matching schedule and a vesting schedule. So if it's assumed that the business owner wants to max out, that means we have to use a type of a safe harbor, right? There's multiple types of safe harbors. And the whole point of a safe harbor 401k, it checks off the fairness test, meaning the IRS says, here's your pre-approved matching investing schedules. Which one do you want? Now that you have this, you can max out. That's the whole goal. However, there's a lot of safe harbors that don't check off the requirements for the business owner to protect the assets. And that's because they have a zero-year vesting schedule. So the way we do this is we use a very, very specific type of plan. It's called a QACA safe harbor, QACA, which stands for Qualified Automatic Contribution Arrangement. And the main reason we do this is because we have a two-year cliff vest, meaning they have to be with the company for two consecutive years from the date of hire to be able to walk away with the match that you give them. So that's just one piece of the plan design. The other piece is the eligibility. Okay. So eligibility can be molded, whether you use a safe harbor or a traditional or a simple IRA cash balance. It does not matter. It's all about what are the maximums. So again, we want to protect the assets of the business. So we want to drag that out to the very maximum, which is a one-year eligibility. So they have to be with you for 1 year consecutively before they're eligible. Then we want to have maybe semi-annual enrollment meetings. So that would be on January 1st and July 1st. So if you're hiring these employees maybe in January, they have to wait almost a year and a half before they can even put their own money into the plan, which means you don't have to send them a match until they start contributing their own money, right? So those are two very, very important plan designs they have to work with. Now, the other piece of this is how do we go about protecting the age? So we often have a lot of younger employees. Maybe the hosts could be 16 or older. So we can have this age requirement of 21 years old as well. We can do that for the plan. So that's just another piece to protect it. And all these dynamics are very, very important to make sure that the business is getting the benefits of the taxes and the owners are maxing out their contributions where the employees may or may not be able to contribute. Now, let's go back into these seasonal employees, right? So they're 1,000 hours, but they're there for 6 months and then they leave. There is no way to get around past service as a recognized eligibility. So that's why we have to kind of figure out these extended vesting schedules and extended eligibility to do the best we can. But still, there is no way around those seasonal employees, unfortunately.
Hey, Matt, great summary. If you're a restaurant owner and want to learn more, please check out our landing page and website in the information in the show notes. We have calculators that will help you, and we'll do a free consultation so that we can assess where you are and likely fix your 401k so that you can maximize the amount of money that you're putting away a year. Thanks, Matt.